On the show today, we've got Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Jeff Chaney back in the studio to talk to us about all of the awesome things that are coming to Frisco and why you want to catch the Frisco flu. This is the Frisco Podcast for September 5th, 2014. All right, Jeff, welcome back to the Frisco Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Good to have you here. There's been so much stuff going on around Frisco. It's made my head spin over the last few weeks, and I can only imagine what it's been doing to you.
It's been a lot of fun. In fact, we were joking with some TV reporters that they're spending all their time in Frisco these days, and one of them said they are. The only day they weren't in Frisco last week, they were actually reporting on Frisco. So, fun time to be in Frisco.
Well, that's good for us, right?
That is. That is. Lots of things happening, yeah. Lots of things coming for our residents.
So, let's talk about that a little bit, because over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a whole lot of things popping up on the news, on the social media channels, about groundbreakings and new businesses that are relocating here. And there's a handful of them that we're going to touch on. And then if you got some to add, we'll get to those.
Let's do it. Yeah, I mean, I'd say the 10-mile radius around 121 and the tollway is probably one of the busiest real estate markets in the entire country. Just incredible what's happening right now.
Well, back in January, we had a conversation with Mayor Masso, who was kind enough to sit down with us for a little while. And he mentioned how much of a need we had for more office space in Frisco. And it sounds like we're getting a lot more of that. So we're glad to hear that.
Absolutely. Yes. And that is one of our biggest needs. Class A office space here in Frisco is nearly 100% leased, which is great. The downside to that is we have lots of companies that want to come here and we don't have a place to put them. And so there is definitely some help on the horizon. All these new developments that we're going to be talking about, from Frisco Square to Wade Park to the Warren Project where the Cowboys are going, all are going to have new office towers and new environments to bring those businesses here to Frisco.
All right, so let's dig into a few specifics on that note then. One of the newer ones is the tower at Frisco Square, and this is going to be home to Gearbox Software, right? So tell us a little bit about that. What's going to be what can we expect there in Frisco Square?
Well, this is going to be a project that we think will really finally kickstart Frisco Square. So Frisco Square has been a project being built over the last 10 years and has really just needed that this kind of shot in the arm to really get off the ground. Gearbox Software is a bullseye type company that we were looking for in the technology field. Lots of high paying jobs for right in our demographics. And many people may know the games they play, they create, from Borderlands to other titles. It's a really interesting business because each video game may be worth hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue. So it's almost like a movie studio. But they're going to kick off that building. It's supposed to be delivered here in about a year, and they're going to be bringing several hundred very talented employees, what they consider to be the best in their field, to Frisco. On top of that, that entire block that they're going is going to be built out all at once. So Frisco Square is going to really start filling in very quickly. A company like Gearbox, they'll also bring other companies too that want to be near them just because of their success and the hope to do work with them and people that already partner with them. So it's just not an impact on their jobs in Frisco Square, but all the other companies that it can bring as well in the technology field. And we think Frisco Square, you know, because of that, can become really a tech-heavy part of town. So that's exciting for that area to finally get that shot in the arm.
Yeah, that'll definitely be exciting, and it's nice to see that we're getting some companies like Gearbox to come to town.
Absolutely.
So we'll definitely be there to welcome those guys when they get here. What is there anything else you can tell us about the building? I know it's going to be about five stories, so it's a little taller than some of the things around there.
It is. It's going to be a really neat building. The first floor is going to be retail space, and then the next four floors are going to be office space. Gearbox is only taking two of the floors, so they'll to other companies, and I've heard from their brokers that the demand is off the charts for that building. Now, the Gearbox owners, they're doing a cool project. They're actually going to have a video game bar on the first floor of that building. So you can go in, pick your drink of choice, and start playing some video games. So it sounds like a really interesting concept. It's going to be called the XP Bar for the video gamers out there.
Sounds like I'm going to start losing my quarters again pretty soon. That's awesome.
There you go.
Well, that's cool. That's good to know that that's coming to town. That's one we hadn't heard about. All right, so let's talk about next up, the Scottish Rite Hospital for Children. This one completely caught me off guard. I did not have any idea that not only were they coming to Frisco, but that they were, you know, building a new facility anywhere around town. It looks like they just bought 40 acres in Frisco.
Absolutely. They're going in on the northeast corner of Lebanon and the Tollway. Of course, their brand is, you know, a brand any city wants to have in their community and what they do in the medical field. But we're really excited about that project as well. You know, they're going to start it on a smaller scale, but we expect that to fully grow to full-blown scale hospital. That would be a great amenity for Frisco. You know, having, again, their brand in the city is, you know, just something we welcome with open arms.
Yeah, that'll be a very welcome addition to the city. It's a great facility, and they do a lot of good things there. So I'm really happy they're coming to Frisco.
Absolutely.
Okay, moving on. There's a couple projects we've known about for a while but are finally getting underway or expanding. So one of the articles I read recently was about the expansion of the Wade Park project in Frisco, which won't be too far from where the Children's Hospital will be.
Yeah, we talked about this project as well when I was here last time, and that was very preliminary stages at that point. It's good to see it start coming together. But the way I describe this project is they really have some visionaries leading it. Stan Thomas is the development group. Of course, this property was owned by the Wade family and being helped develop by the Newman family. Of course, they do everything first class. And seeing the site plan for this project is truly going to be one of the top commercial projects in the country, we think. Whole Foods is going to be the anchor for the project, but that's just where it's going to begin. So just yesterday, they announced that they're bringing iPic, which is the luxury-type movie theater.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, where you can, you know, recline in your leather seat and order some food and maybe take a nap during the movie if you're not liking the movie. But that's going to be a real nice added feature to this development. But they also announced that they're bringing Pinstripes, which I believe is going to be the first of its kind here in Texas. They have some in other parts of the country. But it's a high-end type American food, but it's also for family entertainment. So they've got bowling alleys and bocce ball and outdoor fire pits and large patio space, and it's going to be a really neat entertainment destination for families right there. So they've got two big wins already right out of the gate. This project, the concept they're going for is to be the best of what the Shops of Legacy and Waters Creek offer. So Waters Creek, they did a great job of incorporating family entertainment, open space. They have shows on the weekends. They just did a great job with that. What the Shops Legacy did a great job with is incorporating the business park, having that day crowd so it can sustain these businesses, of course, a vibrant environment. And they're going to mix both of those. So the site plans have called for two 16-story office buildings.
Wow.
In Frisco, which would be the largest office buildings in the city. And then some other offices as well. So it's going to be a large-scale office park, but then it's going to have lots of retail, open space parks. They have a design for a stage to come up out of the water for some concerts and shows. And so it's truly going to be a destination like no other. Stan Thomas, he's a very vibrant guy and very excited about the project and, you know, thinks this is going to be the top mixed-use development in the entire country. And so that's what we're seeing from businesses these days is they want to be in that type of environment where their employees can work, walk to lunch, come back, go walk for the evening, just really enjoy the experience and not have to get into their cars. And that's a push Frisco has too, just so that not everybody is adding to the traffic count, you know, that you're not driving 5 minutes to lunch because every car on the road just makes traffic congestion worse, that you're able to walk to it. And so this is a hard push, something our residents have been asking for a long time. We hope to be able to deliver it here pretty quick.
Well, we're gonna have to keep our eyes on Wade Park because that sounds like it's gonna be an awesome complex. And we kind of knew that for a while, but as more details come out, it just gets more and more exciting. So Pinstripe sounds particularly interesting. I'm between that and the movie theater and now our video game bar, I don't know when I'm ever gonna get home, but
<That's right. laughs> there you go.
Glad there'll be some more fun things to do in Frisco. All right, moving on down the list, we've known about the Cowboys for quite a while. Certainly a big, exciting news for Frisco, but they've actually gone through the groundbreaking. So if you've driven by that intersection at Warren and the Toll Road, you've seen the beginnings of what will be that complex.
Yes, the groundbreaking happened last week. Jerry Jones came out and had a great show and used a term that we loved, which is, he said he's caught the Frisco flu. So,
all right.
I think we're going to use that in some other marketing, trying to recruit some businesses here, because I know I've had the Frisco flu for a long time. We hope other people catch it as well. But that project is obviously creating a lot of buzz for the city of Frisco, having a brand like the Dallas Cowboys in your city. You know, I was reading an ESPN article last night about Jerry Jones and his quest to be an owner and his legacy. And in the article, they mentioned Frisco, Texas. I mean, so things like that, you know, are going to really expand what we can do as a city, put us on the national map to help us meet our other objectives, like land a Fortune 500 type company and other large scale projects that we're trying to do. But, you know, the kids of Frisco should be really excited about this project. I think most people know now that it was a partnership between the city, the school district, our EDC, CDC, and of course the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, our student athletes in Frisco will have the benefit of playing their high school football games, take Friday Night Lights to a whole new level, and play in a $160 to $175 million domed stadium. Quite a unique experience. Hope my boys get to play in that stadium one day. But it's not just football. There'll be band competitions. There'll be soccer. There'll be lacrosse. That facility will be used year-round. And it came, you know, really at a cheaper cost to the school district than it would have cost for them to build just a normal stadium that they needed, like Memorial Stadium.
Wow.
So, just being able to put that project together was really an exciting thing to work on. It all came together in literally about 60 days, you know, and projects like this don't happen very often because once you get government involved, typically, you know, a project like this would, with this many parties, you know, likely would never get put together or take years to get put together. But everyone came together and said, we want this in our city. We want this for our residents, our student athletes, and everyone made it happen. And so the stadium will be open and ready for the fall of the 2016 season.
Wow, that's quick. That's not far away.
You're going to start seeing things come out of the ground here pretty quick. And so the students and high school students here in Frisco in 2 years will be able to play in the stadium.
Wow, that is definitely something to be excited about. That is not a privilege that most high school football players are going to be able to enjoy. So we're very fortunate to have them here.
Well, and the stadium's exciting and what it's going to bring. So that development is another 400-acre development. So you can only imagine the types of businesses that want to be near something like that.
Yeah.
Just the interest is off the charts. Again, for other restaurants, there's going to be restaurants and shopping surrounding there. There's going to be more office towers to bring businesses in. We're looking at another convention-style hotel to go into that area. So, you know, you're going to blink your eyes here in a few years, the North Dallas Tollway between Main Street and 121 won't look the same here pretty quick.
No, not at all. So, all right, I've got one more on my list, and that is the Beringer and Pegasus Ablon development. This is a multifamily community that's gone up in Frisco, and it sounds really nice.
That is actually part of the Frisco Square project that is going to be built at the same time as the Gearbox building. As well as a parking garage there. So that's been one of the big complaints about Frisco Square is just the adequate parking.
Yeah.
So this is going to really help turn that corner. But it's going to also help businesses around there and want more restaurants and businesses to be there because there's going to be more people living down there. So it's always been a very hot place for people to live. You know, the apartments, as soon as they get built, get leased in that type of environment. And this is just another project that they're going to be excited about. It's going to look, you know, basically at their front door at City Hall and Pizzeria Testa and the park there. So Frisco Square is going to become a much more vibrant place, you know, here in the next 12 months once these projects are built.
Well, that's good to hear. And I think this kind of a development is interesting to me because it's a little bit different than a lot of what we already have in Frisco. Obviously, most folks live in a house. There are plenty of apartments as well. This is kind of a higher-end condo apartment sort of environment, which would be interesting not only for maybe somebody, you know, that just doesn't really want the maintenance of a house but still wants a little bit more of the amenities, or in the case of all these businesses that are coming here, they're going to need places to live for a while homes are being built or they're finding their home, and this will give them a different option to have in that regard.
You know, it's really a great point, and that's part of the reason why we push so hard to get a company like Gearbox here is because the type of talent that they bring here, they're looking for product like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a, you know, likely chance that project is going in because of the Gearbox and the employees and knowing it'd be attractive to that type of, you know, clientele and, you know, again, bring it all together to bring some more technology down to that area.
Yeah. Can't get enough tech in my book in Frisco. So we'll bring more there if we can.
There you go.
Now, speaking of, as people move in, especially as they move in from other, you know, places out of state, one of the things that we've talked about in the past and that people have mentioned is that the nightlife in Frisco could probably use a little bit of help.
Sure.
And if I understand correctly, there may be some opportunities to help that along in the near future. Is that safe to say?
It is. You know, when I go around and ask residents, you know, my favorite question to always ask them is, what do you leave Frisco for? You know, I don't like to ask them what we're missing. I always ask, what do you leave Frisco for? And the most common answer to that is for nightlife. And so a lot of people go down to the Shops of Legacy and the Waters Creek, like we talked about. And we were really limited there just because we didn't have the type of environment where a lot of energy was coming into one place. Now, that's going to change with the developments we spoke about, obviously coming out of the ground. But also this November, we're going to have a chance, residents are going to have a chance again to vote on the late night ordinance. Many may remember back in 2007, I was still in council. That was, I think, my third or fourth council meeting where we actually voted to have the late night ordinance, which is taking serving time from 12 to 2 a.m. It passed city council, but then residents did petition and were able to overturn it in a vote in May of 2008. The council has decided that, you know, enough time has passed since then that it's really time to take a second look at that. The resident sentiment has changed with these new developments coming in, and we realize we're being really limited on some of the restaurants that have come here because we do not offer that. And so it's going to be on the November ballot. The residents have a chance to vote on it again. I'm certainly in support of late night ordinance. You know, it's been long documented that, you know, hotels want to come here. They want to have it because it's hard for them to book conventions and large scale visits from different companies because everyone wants to go to Plano because they have late night. And truthfully, what's a surprise to most people is, you know, we feel it's actually a safety concern for us not to have 2 a.m. And so what we've discovered, and even MAD supports as well, is that it's better to have consistent closing times with your surrounding communities, because we see it every day where residents at midnight will get in their car and then drive to Plano or other surrounding communities to continue their evening versus having the opportunity to stay in Frisco, where a bartender's been monitoring and know if they're being overserved, where our police department knows where people are likely coming from versus them coming from other cities. So, you know, speaking to many of our police officers and surrounding cities and the stats since they've gone to 2 a.m., you know, we feel it's actually making Frisco a safer community to have that. And so that's a surprise to a lot of people when they really take a step back and think about it, but then it starts making sense to them as well. So we feel it's better for safety. We feel it's obviously better for economic development and then bringing the lifestyle choices and entertainment districts that our residents have been asking for. So, you know, we'll be making a big push to hopefully get that passed here in November.
Do you know what the date on that vote is in November?
It'd be the with the normal election. So the general election here in November, which should be the first Tuesday of the month.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to look up the date, but I can tell you that we're in support of seeing that through as well. It's something we've paid attention to for a long time. So we'll make sure to keep the word out there and let everybody know to get out and vote, whatever your position on that may be.
Absolutely.
So anything else coming to Frisco that we should know about? We've covered a lot of ground, no pun intended.
You know, we have, and I think we could probably do this show every couple months and we'd have new things to talk about. You know, we have a lot more on our radar, looking at a lot more companies, bringing more jobs here. You know, we're doing the math here right now, thinking that, you know, over the next 3 to 5 years between companies relocating here to be near Toyota or other things that we're doing, could create, you know, 40,000-50,000 new jobs in this
wow.
just area right here. You know, so the sky's the limit right now for Frisco. Good time to be here. All the homeowners should start seeing their property values continue to rise here. So,
and we like that.
We like that. Lots of jobs will be available here so our residents can work in the community that they live in. There's a lot more we're working on now that we'll be able to talk about and announce here shortly.
Okay, so before I let you go, first of all, maybe we will just do this every couple of months because there is so much to talk about. Otherwise, we're going to have to start doing hour-long shows. But you mentioned Toyota, so let's kind of go out on that one because they're moving to Plano.
That's right.
But that still is going to have some impacts on Frisco. So what do you guys that are, you know, monitoring that a little bit more closely see as the overflow from that?
Sure. I mean, and first of all, we congratulate our good friends there in Plano for the great job they did in bringing them here. But, you know, they're going to be just on the south side of 121 there at Legacy. Their headquarters will be closer to Frisco than it is to a lot of the Plano amenities. So, I mean, I think some of the Frisco housing is closer than a lot of Plano. So it's going to have a big impact. I mean, we're already seeing it in the real estate market with Toyota employees already buying homes. Some of them knowing that they're not going to be here for 2 years, buying them now and leasing them for 2 years until they're ready to be here because I think property values will skyrocket. But, you know, we've heard from executives in Toyota that think, you know, they're bringing 4,000 jobs, but they think the total net impact because of all of the suppliers and different businesses that will relocate with them could be as many as 15,000 jobs to wow. this area. So it's going to have a tremendous impact. It's going to obviously bring more families here in their relocation to live in this area, but then it's going to fill up our office towers that we're building right now. It's going to want more restaurants and more shopping to be in this area. And, you know, we're going to see that and all these other relocations. We're talking about relocations just as big as that right now. And a lot of 1,000 job relocations, again, it's going to drive these job numbers through the roof here in Frisco.
Well, that's good to hear. So if you like living in Frisco and you want to work in Frisco, you're going to have some options.
That's right.
Lots of stuff to do nearby and lots of good entertainment options coming our way, too. So that's very exciting stuff. Jeff, thank you so much for coming down again. Appreciate having you on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Anytime.